It probably comes as no great surprise to you that I love mountains. There are many reasons why I love mountains. The primary one is that it lifts your heart and opens your soul. When you stand in the shadow of a great mountain, such as Sagarmatha, Mount Everest, or Amandelbaum, or any of the Himalayan giants, and see the lifestyle of the people who live in that environment, and the joy in their hearts, and the way that they treat each other, and how they interact with nature, and even tolerate and allow quite diverse behavior. It makes your heart sing. It's different than going snow skiing or somewhere commercial where there's lifts and chairs and cafes and restaurants. We're talking here just a dirt track, altitude, a challenge to the biology and the psychology. But the vista is, there is nothing else. And when you're in the mountains, it's a really wise thing to do is to ask for advice. The mountains can speak. Now, I know that sounds corny, but as I've been in those mountains so many times and taken so many people up there and encouraged those people to do Vision Quest, which is to ask the mountains, ask Sagarmatha, Mount Everest, what would you like me to do next year? What would you like me to do with my life? Now, they always get answers, and the answers, if they write them, are extraordinarily profound. When we get back to ground zero and come back home, sometimes the comparison between the life we've chosen and the life the mountain chose for us is extraordinarily separate. And then we need to understand that where the mountain is calling us to is a place somewhere in the future that we can't say no, but we at the moment can't say yes because of our obligations. I think this is the biophilia, the magic of the human connection, and never is it more profound than when we are high up somewhere in the Himalayas in the shadow of a great mountain. The weather can change. You don't always get the same sunny, beautiful, crystal sky. Sometimes it's fog for days on end. But that's also beautiful. It's also profound. I think context and viewpoint is everything in life. If something happens to us and we're in the bubble in which it happens, it can become emotionally so traumatic that we go into shock. But if we have the ability to step back and, as it is in the mountains, observe the big story and have a different viewpoint of what's going on with us, we can see ourselves in the third person, and then sometimes what's happening to us can be put in context. We can see the balance, we can see where our emotions have been hooked onto something, and we can release ourselves. I think viewpoint is everything, and it's a great opportunity today in this program to reflect on that yourself and watch a little bit of video online.